Hello, everybody. This is Paul from Off Grid Desert Farming with Paul and Adrian. So, Hal Turner is breaking this news story. This is going to blow your mind, people. This is about the mark of the beast and the vaccine. And this Russian hacker has uncovered the database that is now tracking the computer chips that have been implanted in your body from this COVID-19 vaccine. This is the, he's talking about the Sputnik vaccine that they're delivering in Russia. So he has got on the dark web and uncovered this. He is speaking in Russian, but the translation will be down at the bottom. But they are now tracking you real time, monitoring your vital signs. It is all being done through 5G, the Wi-Fi. So this vaccine, the technology built into it, is communicating now real time to these internet servers, tracking the people that has received the mark of the beast, the vaccine, folks. This is crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. Just watch what he is doing.
Hey guys.
Well, the situation is like this. We know that our government is doing stuff like mass jab stabs. And not everything is as they tell us. I heard recent news that there's a database of the vaccinated. Ours is Sputnik, and the database has been leaked. I dug for several days on the dark net, respectively, and I found this database. It can be found in open access through Sitorium, and I decided to check on what is in this database. And any of my friends who have been jabbed, and I found all of my friends who have taken Sputnik jab, and I will show you. For example, Josh is one. Now I'm connecting with data I have received to the server, and I will be connecting directly to Luma, because this MCST chip is located in Lioha's blood circulatory system. Therefore, it is connected with the base station with 5G. Now, watch what we will see. For Lioha, I did change the password on this person's server, the one you know respectively. It is set for you. I did put a simple password and easy to remember. And now we are in the machine and connecting to it and seeing some utility, Sputnik V control. We can see all the information about the vaccinated one. It's now loading statistics and other information. Now, what we can see is it all. Name, date of birth, address, location and coordinates. Right now, Lioha is sleeping. It's 3 a.m. First jab he got was on February 22nd. Then, the next one was in March. The address where he did get the jab. And now, the interesting part, firmware date. And the CPU info, it is what they said in the news. There it is, Elbrus. E2K machine. There. It is Elbrus, E2K, E2C+, low enough CPU frequency 496.580 MHz. The data is enormous. So that's what is going on, guys. Better need to think 10 times to get the jab or not. Lioha, let me know if there is something interesting. I will show you later everything in detail.
So that's the video, guys. It shows you now that the people that has received this vaccine, this COVID vaccine, They are able to track them, and this probably includes the Moderna, the AstraZeneca, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That Bill Gates, in 2019, started up a company called ID 2020, where he wanted to put a digital microchip in everyone on the planet, folks. So evidently, this is what has been happening. These nanoparticles, these microchips, have been inserted into the vaccine and now injected in hundreds of millions of people around the world, and now they can be tracked by the Beast System. Remember, the Beast System is the one world government, real time, knowing their locations, knowing how their body's doing, using the 5G network that they have set up across the world. This is the mark of the beast, folks. This is just more evidence that we are living in biblical times, that the mark of the beast is truly here. And Jesus Christ is coming back very soon. So I just wanted to give you this information. And please share this video out if you can. This is really alarming. Bye-bye. God bless you. And Jesus Christ is coming back. Don't be caught dead without him.